really how you did it. I know now what you do. You buy a fruit protector now that you can put on fruit that keeps things, keeps it the same color.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, it would turn dark.
Yeah.
But it was just as good.
Have you ever heard anybody call them snits?
Mm-mm.
Dried apples?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
No, I hadn't.
Mm-hmm. I heard it's in some guy up, I think he was in Georgia, call them snits.
I declare, well, they have a lot of different...
Or up north, I think that's
what they call. Yeah, they have different ways, you know, of different names for things than we do here.
Yeah.
Even just right over the line.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a place where you just stored just your corn? I mean, you didn't have a silo? Did you ever store it in the barn?
Yeah, I had a corn house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what it was called, just a corn house.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And
you just had, they just put it in there and it just kept. The rats would get in it sometimes. You'd find them.
Really?
That long. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, we had corn houses and barns and... We never did food with any hay. And something else that we used to have, you might not have ever heard of, is velvet beans.
Velvet beans?
Velvet beans. They're black beans. They're about like that, and they sting. When you pick them, they'll just sting you to death. And that's what they used to feed to the cows. My daddy used to raise those.
They sting?
Sting! I couldn't stand to have to go pick those things. They just sting. You'd have to have cut me okra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go out and cut okra, how those leaves will make you itch and sting.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, this velvet bean was very similar to that, other than it was a lot worse. They were just, that furs, they were real fuzzy. They were black things and they were real fuzzy. The pod would be real hard. There would be little sharp beans about like that, and the little bean inside would be real, real hard. But they were just, the cows would just, they were just the best feed in the world for cows. I don't think there is such a thing anymore. I don't believe there is.
Mm-hmm.
But milk, the cows would just give so much milk and butter when you fed them with velvet beans. But there was not a lot of velvet beans grown.
Mm-hmm.
But the few that you had really did produce the milk and butter. But I hated it when Daddy said velvet beans. We'd beg him not to plant velvet beans, because he did most of that, you know, but we would go out and just sometimes just for fun, and then sometimes he'd make us do it.
Mm-hmm. Where did you usually keep your cows?
In the pasture. We had pastures. Mm-hmm. We had pastures.
Did you ever bring them in to
the barn? At night,
the
they come in. Milk cows, you know. We had other cows too, you know, but we never did have just a lot of cows, just like they do now, have cattle farms, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my son has cattle. He has about 100 cows.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. He and his brother-in-law, Lou's brother, has cows together. They have about 100, and they started off with 28. And they haven't had this little pasture very long.
They started.
And they've already paid for it. They bought 35 acres of land, and then they bought enough. I think they have 65 or 85 acres of land now. And I think they have about 100 head. They have horses.
Wow.
He had a horse when he went in, but he doesn't have a chance to ride anymore. But he still has the horse, I think. And of course, it's up that close to where they live, up at Gadsden's.
Oh, yeah.
And about 9 miles out. And Vern looks after it. That's the boy's name. He looks after the farm. Of course, Billy goes up, but...